Enterprise, Florida was a brainchild of the late Governor Lawton Chiles. When it was created 20 years ago, it promised to create 200,000 jobs by the year 2005. Dan Krasner, who heads the government watchdog group Integrity Florida, says that didn't happen.
So after 1,600 transactions and pulling taxpayer resources away from other projects and other needs of the state, tying up to $1.7 billion over the years, we've only seen 103,544 jobs created since 1992.
Integrity Florida was commissioned by the free market supporting Americans for Prosperity to produce a study highly critical of Enterprise Florida. Slade O'Brien is the director of Americans for Prosperity Florida.
We've been at this with Enterprise Florida for almost 25 years now. This report basically shows that they haven't lived up to the mission that they were tasked to do.
Within minutes of the Krasner-O'Brien media event, Governor Rick Scott's office released a statement defending Enterprise Florida and calling the negative report into question. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Tom Flanagan.